Thank you. I appreciate it. Again, sorry for the hiccups. So, you know, we're not going to be able to get too deep, but I've got sort of an overview that's really geared towards practitioners and really, so for folks that are more on the design side or maybe the policy side, hopefully you'll see some things from, you know, from a different perspective. But wanted to kind of give a quick survey of where in kind of the front lines folks are in terms of ops and so forth for some of these different pieces. So just a quick background. I've got kind of a strange history, but formerly my background's in modeling and computational neuroscience with some signal processing, but I've been doing network ops and system design for many, many years. If you're not familiar with it, check out the Open Crypto Audit Project. We've got a couple things that we've been doing recently that are kind of interesting, and we can talk about that more at the end if you're interested. So just a quick note. This is one of my favorite quotes about applied encryption or applied cryptography. So are folks familiar with the Modisano CryptoPals challenge, just by show of hands? Never heard of it? Few? Right. So Thomas Ptasek and a couple other folks at the security firm Modisano, who later became what's now the NCC group, put this series of kind of exercises or challenges together. And the intent was really from the very basics of, you know, here's a text string, convert it to base 64, you know, do simple rotation, do simple cipher substitutions, and sort of progressively more complicated exercises work up to things like, you know, padding Oracle attacks and you know, some really interesting, you know, progressions of sort of modern crypto. But anyway, I like this quote. You can see it on the screen. But it emphasizes that, as I think many people in the room know, there is something uniquely different about crypto engineering, which is it's really easy to get right. I don't want to be too negative, but there are some things that I'll present that just in terms of the industry side and like what a lot of operators are dealing with, I think it might raise some eyebrows because I think the chasm between academic design and sort of you know, on the theoretical side with what's actually in the field, I think people are kind of surprised sometimes. So just a quick overview. Hopefully this isn't anything surprising. These are some of the properties that we look for, obviously, in transport encryption. Data exposure for confidentiality, network intercept, and so forth. I'm not going to talk in any depth about mobile apps or web service apps so much. Really just focusing more on kind of browser practical kind of, you know, endpoint encryption that folks are using now. So let's take a quick look at the browser ecosystem. One of the people I follow on Twitter is Peter Bowen from Amazon Web Services. He's in their sort of PKI core group. This was a quote from a couple of years ago, but I think it's still true. So if you look at the intermediary CAs and the routes that are pre-installed and trusted, 4,900 CAs in Explorer and Mozilla. That's changed a little bit, but even in you know, even in the most recent versions, there's, you know, it's a huge ecosystem of organizations that I suspect most of us have never heard of. This was a map that I think Tony Assieri put together that sort of shows some of the dependencies of the major root CAs that are kind of really established in some of the intermediaries. But you know, the public PKI system is an interesting, complex ecosystem that probably deserves its own dissertations or two on sort of how it's evolved so far. If people haven't followed the or are people broadly aware of the WoSign episode, right? So the Certificate Authority and Browser Forum, this sort of industry kind of group has baseline standards for what are the expectations and sort of what are the, you know, what are the controls that that strict authorities have to have in place. And so WoSign, along with a couple others, was found to be issuing certificates for domains that they didn't, you know, that weren't appropriate. And then when the sort of there was more scrutiny, there was a whole long story of broken controls and misunderstandings and some accusations of mistrust. And so WoSign was actually one of the results was that the core trust up to a certain time point was pulled. It was sort of the nuclear option for browsers. But that's a big deal. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, does the existing commercial CA market even make sense for a lot of threat models and security systems? And, there's been no shortage of, missteps in the commercial world. I'll skip by that real quick. Among the different properties that we look for with network encryption like TLS is authentic. One of the more sort of modern things we've been focusing on more recently is authenticated cipher suites. And so one of the things we've learned, I think, with a lot of the failures of SSL3 and some of the early attacks on TLS1 is the problem with unauthenticated block modes. So I think most people in this room recognize that a particular core cipher or security strength isn't sufficient, but it's often used by product teams or marketing teams as sort of a feature that sort of implies more than it should. To CIOs and to implementers, a lot of what that translates to is, I have a new Blinky box and it's AES 256, so we're good. That's sort of as useful as saying I have a V6 and so it's great, right? This was the ZeroDB database was one of these sort of property preserving data stores that was, I think this was about a year and a half ago. And they were under development for quite some time, it wasn't an open source project at first, and so there was a lot of interest and discussion about, we're really sort of excited to take a look at it. But when the first generation of this was opened up, I think within like 12 hours, one of the core flaws was found. So I don't know if you can spot it, but basically by doing a glorified, ROT 13. You can modify, session state, bearer tokens in root for admin equals zero to admin equals one. That's a, that's a problem. The endpoint pieces, again, this isn't, I'm sure they're really sophisticated, interesting kind of like next gen pieces, but from an operator's perspective, from kind of a DevOps perspective, these are the kind of tools I wanted to focus on just for a few minutes, if I could. So, just by show of hands, how many people have actually configured like an Apache or an Nginx server before, right? So you've seen some of this soup of primitives, right? I had somebody tell me that Twofish and Blowfish had no place in a TLS chart. There's actually custom PHP implementations of something that calls itself SSL that used Blowfish as one of the core ciphers. So, there's no lack of creativity out there. But in 2017, what are we really talking about? So, SSL itself, while we use it kind of as an idiom, and with purists will quibble with that. But I think a lot of people, it's still a catch-all for the whole TLS and SSL, set of tools, or protocols rather. As a poodle, SSL v3 is officially deprecated. I think people are broadly aware of that. There were fundamental problems with the protocol, and so it was sort of, taken out back and shot. There are still, I think, some large institutions that, you know, in the financial sector and things that have really expensive boxes that probably still run some of these things. But as a practical matter, in 2017, four operators that are configuring web services, that are launching, you know, new systems and things on AWS, GCP, and so forth, TLS 1 and 1.2 are sort of recommended. I think people are broadly aware of this, but so the key exchange for RSA is deprecated, not certificates, but the key exchange itself is deprecated. That's kind of a mind blower, I think, for a lot of people, but it's not that we think there's something next week or next month or in a year, but there are weaknesses, and at the same security strength, the forward secret ciphers seem like they've got more potential and better security guarantees and properties. So we're kind of limited. I'm not listing, I won't say esoteric, but maybe some newer generation or things that, you know, certain primitives that people may be excited about, because for the vast majority of operators, if it's not in Ubuntu, if it's not in Red Hat, if it's not in Unbreakable Linux, you know, there are limits. Certainly there are people who are doing all kinds of interesting, you know, custom builds with Alpine and you know, other sort of, you know, truly, you know, sort of bespoke distros. But from kind of the frontline sysops and sysadmin, this is kind of what's in the tools tool shed. The static Diffie-Hellman, I think people are hopefully aware that that's also been deprecated in TLS 1.3. The static Diffie-Hellman is not even an option anymore. We still, unfortunately, CBC is, you know, there's a fair number of backwards compatible requirements for older Java apps, older enterprise apps, a lot of ERP systems and things of this sort, so GCM may not be in the supported suite of, you know, protocols. But as I said, CBC is a problem, so this is a great review if you're not familiar with it from a couple of years ago. But we saw this problem with unauthenticated block modes come back more recently with the Suite 32 attack with Blowfish and with Triple Des. So as a, you know, I think that hopefully was a final nail in the coffin for smaller block ciphers. And those apply both to TLS and OpenVPN. What's that?
You might have to wrap up.
Yep, okay. But that being said, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there, so it may not be your biggest problem. This made a lot of buzz when the Suite 32 attack came out, but if you read the detail, endpoints would have to have something in the order of, you know, 785 gigs of probes, of cookie probes. If you're missing that much attack on some of your endpoints, you may have bigger problems. And also, I don't know if people are familiar with the Verizon Data Breach Investigation Report. It's I think, considered like one of the better you know, sort of industry standards of sort of good metrics. But even they get it wrong sometimes, right? So this, in the report last year, they kind of got blasted because they listed the Freak attack, the TLS Freak attack, as one of the top 10 exploited attacks on the internet. Turned out that wasn't true. It was both a combination of research from people at the University of Michigan, as well as older network gear that just responds to SSL3. And because of that, the numbers were inflated. So, you know, getting decent numbers is tricky. There's a paper I referenced too that's, you can see at the end, on non-disrespecting adversaries. This idea of kind of fragility of cipher suites. And they talk in some detail too about the about getting decent numbers. So let me speed things up a little bit. Right. That's the toolkit in 2017 for the for a lot of the sysops in the world. Quick overview of the TLS 1.3 draft. I know there's people that have covered this in more depth. There are literally one required cipher suite. There's two that are listed as should-bes, so it's a much smaller universe. The signatures are, using a much more limited, range, and as you can see there. So, moving quickly. Right, so for operators, these are some of my recommendations. Again, if you're doing truly custom builds with, sort of unique or minority, protocol libraries, maybe you've got some more options, but for sort of your generic Nginx and Apache, these are my recommendations. Mozilla has a great SSL generator config system. All right, let me wrap this up. VPNs, there's a great paper that came out, I think, in December. This is on a flight, by the way, with Southwest, and so I was literally reading a paper on man-in-the-middle attacks, and Southwest injected JavaScript in my page as I was reading a man-in-the-middle attack paper. So these are some of the things that it prevents.
The slides will be available.
The slides will be available, and we'll wrap it up there. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please go ahead and make
I will, absolutely.